Jeremiah?
Are you here? Oh, sorry. Can you please give me the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam? We will lecture from another canto, but there is a verse which I would like to quote. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sutta Uvacha.
Ityupamantrito. Rakya. Gunanukatane. Harehe Rishikesham Anusmritya Rativaktum Rachakrame Sutta Uvacha Ityupramantiko Rakya Gunanukatane Hare Rishikesham Manusmritya Prativaktum Prachakrame Sutta Uvacha Ityupamantrito Rakya Gunanukatane Hare Rishikesham Manusmritya Prativaktum Prachakrame. Mataji's, please. Sutta Uvacha. Sutta Goswami said, Iti Ras Upamantritaha, being requested, Rakya, by the king, Gunanukatane, in describing the transcendental attributes of the Lord. Harehe, of the personality of Godhead. Rishikesham, the master of the senses. Anusmritya, properly remembering. Rativaktum, just to reply. Prachakrame, executed the preliminaries. Before we will hear this verse, we will just give a short background so that you know where we, in which context this verse is. Please imagine. Parikshit Maharaj is meeting his spiritual master Shukadev Goswami at the bank of the Ganga, and now starts to and they have talked a little bit, and they've talked a little bit, preliminary talks, and now Shukadev Goswami is making himself ready to speak the sacred Srimad Bhagavatam. But before he starts to speak this transcendental subject matter, he begins to offer prayers, because he knows alone it is not possible for him to speak the transcendental Bhagavatam. It is simply not possible. Do you also feel sometimes a little helpless in your life? I think we all feel that. And we can now learn a little bit from this text, and also very much from the purport, how to deal and what to do in such moments. Here the text comes. Sutta Goswami said, when Shukadev Goswami was thus requested by the king to describe the creative energy of the personality of Godhead, he then systematically remembered the master of the senses, Sri Krishna. And to reply properly, he spoke thus. Prabhupada starts with a general tip what to do before you give a lecture. The devotees of the Lord, while delivering speeches and describing the transcendental attributes of the Lord, do not think that they can do anything independently. They think that they can speak only what they are induced to speak by the Supreme Lord. Induced means this word, but they are made to speak. Yeah. Then I can talk, they think, if Krishna moves me like a doll. The senses of the individual being are not his own. The devotee knows that such senses belong to the Supreme Lord, and that they can be properly used when they are employed for the service of the Lord. The senses are instruments, and elements are ingredients. All are endowed by the Lord. Therefore, whatever the individual can do, speak, see, and so weiter and so forth, is under the direction of the Lord only. The Bhagavad Gita confirms this. Sarvasya chaham hriti sannivishto matha smriti jnanam apohanam cha. Please listen now to this sentence. It might change your life. No one is free to act freely and independently, and as such, one should always seek the permission of the Lord to act or eat or speak. And by the blessing of the Lord, everything done by a devotee is beyond the principles of the four defects so typical of the conditioned soul. Hare Krishna. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Asyadhyare Satarine
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Tira Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Tata Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sri Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you very much that you have come to listen to this lecture. This morning, when we said goodbye to Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, both of us noticed that our bodies had become tired, whereas our souls were full of many realizations and inspirations. So, I know that for some of you, it is a physical austerity to take part in the programs because our bodies wear out and become tired. And I'm always grateful to see that devotees bring themselves again to a lecture. It's easier to give a lecture than to hear a lecture because you're more awake when you give a lecture than when you hear a lecture. So I thank you very, very much and I hope to serve you this morning with some relevant information in your Krishna consciousness. Here comes also our Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Thank you very much. He comes even on crutches. Thank you very much. So let us then start. Srila Prabhupada used to often chant the prayers which Shukadeva Goswami chanted before he started to enlighten Parikshit Maharaj and the audience which had assembled on the banks of the Ganga. Prabhupada's chanting went a little bit like this. Bhuyo namasat vijina chite satam asambhavaya kila satvamutaye pungsham puna paramahamsashrame yavastitanam anumikyadashushe. Yes. These are prayers where a great devotee lets the Lord know, my dear Lord, only if you awaken my sleeping senses, if you become truly Hrishikesha, the user and the owner of my senses, then my activities will be pleasing to you and will be useful in devotional service. It's a very, very good point in our own Krishna consciousness. Before we do something, especially an attempt to serve the Lord and His devotees, to become first of all aware of our own situation. And the situation is explained here, that our senses are instruments through which we can work. A voice, for instance, is an instrument which helps to bring out our thoughts and translate the thoughts into the acoustic dimension. In this way, there are many, many instruments which we use for doing our work. Our legs are instruments for locomotion, our hands are instruments for manipulating the external energy. They are very fine instruments which have been given to us by the Lord. They are actually on a Leihgabe. Leihgabe means they are on rent. We have them on rent for a certain time, and the time of death. And sometimes earlier, the functions don't work any longer. The Lord takes it back. And so are the things which we use. These the harmonium which we might play is made of material elements which are as well supplied by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are here on a rent-a-car basis. We have rented a physical body which has certain functions, which it's not our own, it belongs to the universal company, which is owned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And more than that, Krishna is very much present in the functions of our senses. In the Upanishadic language, it is explained very succinctly that before you actually become aware of something, Krishna has seen you. As an example, we have just seen Braj Mohan with his beautiful frisura. I became aware of Braj Mohan, and I saw him coming in as an image into my awareness. But this was only possible because Krishna has given me these eyes and also the possibility to recognize something. Most of the time we see, but we don't recognize. By the way, most of the time you also hear, but you don't recognize the point, because it's up to Krishna to take care of this element of putting the subject matters into a frame, a contextual frame. He says, from me come knowledge, remembrance, and also forgetfulness. Krishna is doing this. Savasya chaham hridi sanivesto matasmiti jnanam apohanam cha. This is so before we become aware of anything, before we do anything, Krishna has become aware and he has done it. It's a very, very deep philosophical point which could be explained much deeper, but knowing that you have heard so many lectures and that you are tired, I will not torture you now with something where you have to listen like this, otherwise it doesn't make sense. My point is a different one. Yes, we are totally dependent on the Lord. What does this mean? For a devotee, this means that it's very necessary to become aware of this and to become aware of my relationship with Krishna. With my, I mean, I am a devotee.
My name is given by Srila Prabhupada, and in your cases. Now, I want to not speak now about you, because you have to do this, what I'm doing now, for yourself. You have to think as well, my Krishna, who's Krishna for me? He's taking care of everything which I do. But what really is my relationship to him? He sees me constantly, but how do I see him? It should be a reciprocal relationship. It is described that the conditioned soul is usually in a very unfortunate situation. He's all the time seen by the Lord, who is the witness of everything he does. He's all the time moved by the Lord, but he, in turn, does not see the Lord, or does not think of his relationship to the Lord. The example which has been given in Shastra is the example of an object. I can see for all of this lecture, this microphone, it's right before my eyes. It's always there. But the microphone in turn doesn't see me. This is how we are. We are all the time moving within the, we are all the time moved by the Lord. We are all the time used by the Lord. But if we do not wake up to our relationship to the Lord, we in turn will never think of the Lord, never have a relationship to him. Like the microphone, I'm very much aware of this relationship. Please do not stop being a microphone and fall in disrepair during this lecture, because the voice is not strong enough to reach all of the audience. But the microphone has no awareness of me, absolutely no. It's also not important, but I'm just saying in principle. Now, another example which has been given. I am using my eye all the time, but the eye is not aware of me as a person, doesn't have such a consciousness. The same way the Lord is working through the conditioned souls, but the conditioned souls, if they do not work on their relationship with Krishna, have no possibility. The conditioned soul, or we, are extremely interested in relationships. Would you agree with me? Do you notice how wonderful this summer camp is in building relationships? Because there is some time to have some deeper conversations with devotees and get to know devotees which previously you might have only heard about. Yesterday, in a little meeting, we discussed the power of love. That even very great yogis offer their yogic practice in the fire of a relationship between a man and a woman. It seems to be very important. In our ISKCON movement, we have seen also that to develop such a relationship between man and woman, for some moments, even lifetimes, Krishna consciousness came back, went into the background. The relationship went into the foreground. Relationships are analyzed in this world as pancha sambandha, five types of relationships. First comes the Pita-Putra Sambandha. It's a relationship which the father has to the son, and vice versa, the son has to the father. It also includes the relationship which the father has to his daughter, or the mother has to her children, and back from the children to the parents. But it is described as Pita-Putra Sambandha, father-son, or you could also say parentage. You can see our Gaurangi
Krishna and study this relationship. She's all the time in the summer camp, but there's only one very deep thought. Nanda Gopal, Nanda Gopal, Nanda Gopal. Even the car of Gaurangi and Bhagavad Dharma has been transformed. There's a scripture there. Nanda Gopal on tour is on the car, because they think very much of this very absorbing and sweet and sometimes very rewarding relationship between mother and son, between parent and children. In Sanskrit we call it Pita, father, putra, son relationship. It's very absorbing, very, very deep. Another relationship which is the pati patni sambandha. Pati patni sambandha means the relationship between husband and wife and husband, a marital relationship. It's again a very strong relationship. Those of you who are married know how much happiness but also pain can come from this relationship if it doesn't work properly. The third relationship is the Prabhu-Britya relationship, the master-servant relationship. Or the servant-master relationship. Most of you here in this tent have either a spiritual master, or you contemplate to accept a spiritual master in the future. And when it does not work, how much intense pain can come. Then there's another type of relationship called the Bandhu-Bandhava-Sambandha. Bandhu-Bandhava-Sambandha means the relationship of a friend to a friend. Do you have a good friend, by the way? A real good friend? It's a good question, I believe. We all, I think, are searching for such a relationship, and we know how much happiness and also how much pain can come from this when it is not going right. The fifth relationship is called Itara Sambandha, other relationships. Hare Krishna. This is sympathetic about Sanskrit. Other relationships. There are five relationships, and the fifth is other. Other means there are many, many other relationships. Itara. Itara Sambandha. Other relationships. For instance, just before here, there was a very sympathetic little dog who was looking for Priyadasi, a Mataji, in the summer camp, whom they have made friendship with. I noticed this earlier, this relationship. He is very eager and to find Priyadasi, and maybe she should look for him because he is in pain at this moment. So, yes, there are many relationships who can also be itara, the relationship which exists between humans and animals, for instance, and so many others. Now, the deeply interesting thing is that although there are so many relationships, and although we will most properly live out these relationships from a spiritual perspective, once again, from a spiritual perspective, there's only one relationship. That is your relationship with Krishna. In the spiritual perspective, sometimes the question is asked, how do we but in the spiritual world there are many devotees. How do we relate between the devotees? Don't we see them? Do we only see Krishna? How do we relate to them? This question is very interesting. The relationship to Krishna is described to be so utterly absorbing that there is chamatkar, that means there's raga. Raga means an intense absorption, and chamatkar, it is full of always astonishing new things, in all in relationship to not Krishna. Sanatana Goswami describes in his commentary to Brihad Bhagavatamrita that the moment the cowherd boys, when the cowherd boys go through the forest, and the moment they don't see Krishna because he's just passing behind a tree, panic, where is Krishna? It's so absorbing. They want to constantly see Krishna. In the night they don't sleep because they just think, when do I see Krishna in the morning? And of the relationships which they have in the spiritual world are all in relationship to service to Krishna. We have to get this for Krishna. We have to get that for Krishna. Wake up. Krishna is going to the cowherd grounds. Now Krishna is tired. Please sing for him that he has some nice ragas and so on. In relationship to Krishna, they relate to each other. Now, we are spiritualists. We and materialists at the same time. We have, in other words, a strong spiritual yearning, but we also have a physical body and a very complex material mind which we need to take care of in some ways. I believe that by now everyone in who is in our movement and who has heard so many lectures is aware that maybe in the past we did not take care enough to nourish our conditional natures in a way which is conducive for Krishna consciousness. We did not take care enough of relationships also. As a result, we were a little bit sometimes, I would say, too unrealistic, and the divorce rate in ISKCON is even higher because of that than in the material world, because the education was, please, Prabhus and Radhvis, female form of Mataji, so, mistress, master, mistress. Please, you know, you are not really married. There's only one relationship, the relationship to Krishna. And then the marital partners did not even care for each other nicely, and it was a problem, and so on. I don't want to repeat the same mistakes, but I want to now, after there was so much talk on this subject, go and say, spiritually, although we have to take care of our conditional nature, let us not forget the spiritual reality. That all relates, that, and what it means in our life is, we will have relationship to others, friends, we need friends. Most of us need a good marriage. We need also a good relationship to our children and so on, the Pita Putra Sambandha. But let us not forget that we should put the light of Krishna into these relationships. Then it will be much easier to live a spiritual life. All acharyas say, Seta Sambandha Sambandha Amar I have established that relationship with you, Krishna, and all relationships I have here in this world are established based on that relationship with you, Krishna. Then you will be happy. A relationship without Krishna will not make you happy. Would you like to hear a little bit about Platon's analysis of man-woman relationship? It's very, very interesting. He says that there's a problem in material relationships. And listen how he analyzes it. The man feels, or the woman feels, always incomplete without the man, because she does not have the qualities which the man have. Carl Jung used to call these qualities the animus, you know, which is a very analytical thing, getting things done, controlling emotions when they are there. These male qualities, which sometimes are perceived by women as an almost indestructible need to dominate. There's a male quality developed to the extreme. Because the male energy is a little bit to get things done in the world. That's why the father is working usually and the mother is taking care of the little children and so on. Anyways, I don't wish to go overly deep into this. The woman feels, I need this to get my life going. When I have to have someone who just gives me some good inspiration and focus and vision. The man feels also like this. The woman has something which I don't have. Therefore, Platon says, this is now we get very Platonic. The man feels like a half circle and the woman like another half circle, and only together they feel complete, like a whole circle. This sounds very nice, isn't it? Shouldn't we now all marry, my dear brahmacharis and brahmacharinis? Who doesn't want to be complete? Very, very good, and so on. There appears, however, a problem which the Vedic scriptures analyze. After some time, both man and woman wish to dominate and demand, make me perfect, make me complete, serve my needs. I don't feel so well. And come and give me what I don't want. These are controlling relationships which the Grihasthas know very much about. This subtle who's on top of the other, and so on. And this this controlling thing, which in Sanskrit is called the Purusha Bhav, which all conditioned souls have, in whatever body they are, male or female, will take care that the circle cannot form each other. Therefore, the Sanskrit scriptures say, in reality, we are all female, that is Prakriti, in relationship to the only Purusha, which is Krishna. And only if we, the living entity, the Jiva Tattva, links up with God and recognizes his relationship, will he become, or she, or whatever, the living entity will become complete. Only then, if you try to become complete on the material platform, where you play only some roles, or some false roles of Prakriti and Purusha, material roles, these relationships will not make you happy. I know I could explain it much deeper and it would take a long time, but we are here not in a seminar where we go to the nitty-gritty of all details. If this part is not so clear to you, you might like to discuss with older devotees and they can explain this in greater depth to you. The point here is to make it very simple and boil it on a very important philosophical subject is relationships without Krishna cannot make us happy. Therefore, in all our relationships which we have, it's very important to invite Krishna to be present in the relationship. This will help us to also develop our relationship to Krishna. How this works, you can find out in a very beautiful passage in the Bhagavatam, in the first canto, chapter 8, text 42. If you like to read Prabhupada's books, this is a wonderful purport to read in your private time. 1842. Prabhupada says how we can make spiritual relationships even in this world. He says, he's commenting on Kunti Devi's prayer, who says, I don't want to have an attachment to my relatives which is in the way for my attachment to you. And she says, like Prabhupada says, when Kunti Devi wanted to cut off the family relation, she meant to cut off the relation of the skin, physical relationships. The skin relation is the cause of material bondage, but the relation of the soul is the cause of freedom. Now Prabhupada talks about what it means, spiritual or soul relationships. This relation of the soul to the soul can be established by the via medium of the relation with the super soul. Even if you want soul-soul relationship, it goes through the super soul. And then he gives an example to help us understand. The seeing in the darkness is not seeing, but seeing by the light of the sun means to see the sun and everything else which was unseen in the darkness. That is the way of devotional service. Let's make it very simple. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu and myself, in our when we can go normally to bed, we walked through the forest to attend the Mangal Arati. It's very dark in the forest at this time, and we can't see each other. Can look in the direction of Krishna Chaitanya's voice and not see him. Maybe I see his very very attractive nose, or some feature. I'm sorry, I said it in a very bad way. I mean some facial feature, something. But I can't really see him. But when the sun is up, we can see each other very comfortably. In the same way, in a relationship, when you have a relationship without the Krishna sun, you can't see the other person. It's very important to see the other person when you want to make a relationship. Let us go a little bit in Latin language. The very important factor of relationship is respect. You must have some, or we can call it another way, appreciation. Now, respect, the word specto, kanjakapcha, specto means seeing. Spectare, specto. Specto means I see. Isn't it? Who had Latin? Specto means I see. Isn't it? Yavidam, yes. Without respect or appreciation, a relationship can't work. Respect is very important. It has to do with seeing. Seeing what? Seeing by the light of the sun. Seeing by the light of Krishna. Without a Krishna sun in the relationship, you won't see the other person of what he or she is, a soul, a part and parcel of God. And you cannot have a relationship. It cannot satisfy you. Here we are in Croatia. The Croatian people are very warm-hearted, and prijatelje is a very often used word. You even see prijatna, which is a derivation from prijatelje, isn't it? Something. Maybe not. Or I don't even try to understand this language. I always make mistakes. I cannot understand your language. It sounds very sweet, but it does not work according to my brain. And it works, and that's good, because my brain is not very valuable. So in the Balkan countries, have you noticed how easy friendships develop and how easy they also are destroyed? Have you noticed in your countrymen how brittle it goes, and how brittle it goes the other way? Attachment and rejection, it is far out for a Western European person. This is some cultural difference. It's not necessarily bad, it is like it is. My dear devotees, why is this so? Because the relationship is on the material platform. If you want lasting relationships, you have to invite the Krishna son, so that you can see the other person of what he is on the spiritual level and also on the material level. You need to see the other person and understand him. Hare Krishna. It's so important that at this moment in our lives we think about my relationship to Krishna and how to make it a relationship which is not like a one-way road, but like a two-way road, where you give something to the Lord, where you give your own individual expression of service to the Lord and devotion to the Lord, and where you feel that the Lord is taking care of you. This will give you the necessary life and sustain you in your spiritual life. Any other relationship without Krishna will never be able to give you the food and the energy and the understanding which you require. We will always be miserable until we finally develop the relationship of Krishna. Let us take the example of our little boy, Nanda Gopal, the son of Gaurangi. He is usually quite communicative, but when he comes in his moods, there's only one person who can take care of that's his mother, Gaurangi. Every woman can take him and can shake him and do all the things which you do to make babies comfortable, give a nice new schnulla and so on. But there will be a time when only his mother can satisfy him. Prabhupada preached about this in Russia. He said, like a baby, he may go to so many laps when he cries to make him pacified, but only when he comes on that one lap, the mother, then he is satisfied. In the same way, we, the soul, may go through so many relationships and try, honestly and sincerely try, to make them work and to get some relief in our sometimes difficult material existence. But only when we finally land on the lap of Krishna will we be satisfied. And my sincere point in this lecture is, why wait for so long? Why do we have to cry and cry and cry and do so many mistakes and it doesn't work and this doesn't work and we always remain crying? Why not immediately try through offering our own expression of devotional service to Krishna to establish our relationship to Krishna? And then we will also cry. But it is a different crying. It is ecstasy. You have seen when Prabhupada yesterday explained? At the end of the lecture? We must sincerely thank our Dadi Baksha Prabhu for picking such a moving lecture. Yet, my dear Lord, I have brought something, this insignificant thing I have brought. And then he was overwhelmed. He was thinking of how he is in a relationship to Krishna. He was thinking, please accept. And then he couldn't talk any longer. It was loving tears of ecstasy. Very good, very necessary to wash our suffering away. These tears wash the suffering of away. Hare Krishna. So let me summarize the lecture. Please think of your relationship with Krishna and what you're going to do about it. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Alvina. Do we want to have a microphone so that then I don't have to repeat the question? Let us just wait. Amina, then you can speak it and everyone hears it.
I have experienced it with a little part of my brain that it's working. I realize sometimes when with advanced devotees this point, why to wait so long? Why to really not with a full focus to go on after this goal? But then I end up in ordinary life with normal people and also with the devotees who are not so strong and we are all somewhere in the same level. And then this focusing thing, it's somehow it's gone. There is not so such a strong enthusiasm and determination. And then I forgot this point a little bit. So how to individually, when I'm not in association of strong devotees, come to this point stronger and stronger every day.
We discussed this when we were on our way from Belgrade to Skopje in our car, and then we lost the tire. Now just before this, the devotee had said, I think I should rather go with a speed of 100 kilometers in Krishna consciousness and arrive at the goal, then to go with a speed of 200 kilometers and break my car and not arrive at the goal. We had talked a little bit on the difficult areas of when do we sometimes maybe compromise our spiritual principles, how super strict are we in our lives, and so on and so forth. And the devotee said, I have noticed in my life, if I try to do too much austerity, get up for instance at 12 o'clock and send anyways, I don't want to, let me use a different example. Fasting too much, sleeping too less, not being human, but just being the super duper Vaishnavi or Vaishnava, and all these things. The devotee said, And sometimes it may be good for me to look at a video and go to the cinema. He started to, we were amongst ourselves. There was no big audience, and we talked very intensely. Because the more intense you talk during the car, you forget that you are driving and you get it over with fast. So at that time, the tire broke. And I said, ha, you may go 100 kilometers an hour, but like our car now, but the car can break.
So in my own Krishna consciousness, I try to go full speed to get to the goal. And we were just discussing this back and forth, we were battling and gave our best and so on. And so on. But at the end, after the discussion, we both agreed, and you're asking me a personal question, that if you want to go for a longer distance, you have to pace yourself. You have to know how much you can go. For instance, when you walk around the Kailash mountain, it is a very difficult walk. You are sometimes up to 5,700 meters. You need oxygen. And if the day before you have not eaten, you won't make it. The guide will force you to eat, because up in this area you are not hungry to eat. You just want only to sit and look at your tent and you're so finished. But you need to eat, you need to drink, or the helicopter has to come and rescue you. So in the same way, as you are going in this Krishna conscious path, you're a person, you're a young person, passionate young, from the Balkanian areas, you need to talk, and some Prajalpa Matajis don't function without Prajalpa apparently, and laugh, and you know, and be joyful and climb on the trees and whatever is necessary. But then at the end of the day you have to see how much Krishna was in my day. That's why the Shastras take Kayena Manasavacha, whatever I have thought, spoken, I offer to you, Krishna. Try to do this. Try to deliver your... When you do to the kirtan, you go to the kirtan. Sing for Krishna. Don't make it a physical exercise. Your kirtan will be more ecstatic and you will be able to dance longer and with more energy, because it's more spiritual. When you dance, try to move for Krishna's pleasure. You can even make him laugh. But to have him in the mind, you will be able to have a nicer kirtan experience than if you just come there and... Bring Krishna in, first of all, in your devotional practices. Then you chant Hare Krishna, Hare. Think of Krishna. Like we are educated, if you chant a mantra, and you must think about the meaning of the mantra. Prabhupada spoke about this in relationship to the Brahma Gayatri mantra. You should, not Brahma, any, the whole Gayatri mantra. He said, don't just chant and cheat yourself. Think about meaning, meditate. When you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, please, Srimati Radharani, please, Krishna, engage me in your service. So you should start to become aware of Krishna, first of all in the devotional practices. You have to do them anyways, right? Also make an experiment. Watch for a day the devotees in the summer camp chanting their rounds. What is the price of this? And ask yourself, is this a valuable spiritual practice? Then watch yourself. It's always easy to find fault in others, that we are perfectly made in this way, our minds work. But now you have done the first part of the exercise, don't miss the second. Watch yourself. Is this a valuable spiritual practice which you do? In other words, start to invite Krishna in the devotional practices. Start there. And you will see how they make a total difference. You will see something is happening in your heart. What?
Yesterday I felt like this. Today I feel like this. This really works. And so on. When you read, think what does this mean? What could it mean for my life? And then you will start a revolution. And after some time, when you talk with others, your usual Mataji talk, or after some time you will see, you just don't feel so natural any longer in it, and you feel like, by the way, I think Prashadam is now. Let us go to Prashadam and bring it discreetly to an end, the talk. So you have to start somewhere to remember Krishna. I think it must be done in the devotional practices. And then you can go higher, 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 so that finally you think always on Krishna. That is the that is what we want to attain in our spiritual life. Smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavya najatase jet. Sāve vidi miṣedasya etayo eva kinkayo. Hare Krishna. Krishna Chaitra knows very many verses. and I know very little. Hare Krishna. Yes, the translation of this important verse, it appears in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu after the description of Vidhi Bhakti, of Vaidhi Bhakti, here Rupa Goswami talks about why we do all these rules and regulations, and he says to always remember Krishna and never forget him. That is the goal. Sarva Vidhi Nishedasya Etayor Eva Kinkara. All the other realizations are servants of this principle. King Kara means king. What? Kara. What can I do? Servant means, and what can I do, man? This is a new, we have yes, man, but we have also a what can I do, man? That's a servant. Or a what can I do, woman? Kinkara, all the rules are asking this question: what can I do to help you to always remember Krishna and never forget him? Hare Krishna. Now I will be very brief in my answers. Yes, I saw you first. Take the microphone and let it go farther. To ask as concentrated as possible.
Most of the devotees will go back home after this camp. So I was wondering, in 2 weeks, for example, they will continue to practice spiritual life. So in this way, they will continue to advance. But on the other side, their consciousness will be lower, for example, than here on this camp. So I was wondering, what is really the advancement?
Very many advancements are there. First of all, deep sanskaras, deep spiritual impressions are there, which stay with you. These sanskaras are like payments into your permanent bank account. Then another benefit which is there is you have actually celebrated Krishna's birthday. He is very pleased with you. He will not forget you. Not only you have an impression, but you have done something which is extremely beneficial. You have celebrated Krishna's birthday and talked with devotees. This is Sukriti.
Impressions are also a security, but this is something else. It is the benefit of devotional service. And the third is you have many nice memories. And when you are in your own times of difficulty, you will think, wow, all of a sudden Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj will jump up in your imagination, his legs putting the most fascinated and intricate dance steps together, and you will think, wow, that works, at least for him I should try better. Memories, sweet memories. At the time of death, you might see Radha Kanya Bihari in the Jamashtami, the white Jamashtami outfit. Memories. Jai Gora.
Goes a little to her, it's a little bit similar to her. And mm-hmm. When you talked about that in 10 years, then only 10% remained.
Statistics, yes.
No.
Yeah.
So there's some old thought coming up, and I was thinking that in other religions, like the Mormons and all these groups, they have the ability to keep people in their congregation. So Prabhupada said, to make one devotee takes so much endeavor. So why is it not possible to also we keep the devotees? Uh-huh. And then it's the same to this, so this is a Chinese saying, if you walk slow, you come far.
Yeah.
So this is like maybe for the masses of people, they
to walk slow is the best way to arrive. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Our conflict in the car was a conflict between two individuals, but for in the end we thought for most to walk slow but sure, stay on the path. But yes, I will now answer the other part of your question. We spoke about the trends. Yes, the statistic, these disturbing statistics, 10%. Why? As a congregational preacher, I have only one answer. The people, the devotees leave us because we have not learned to be appreciative of all endeavors. Ravindra Swarup Prabhu once gave an example.
Our Krishna consciousness for many, like many years.
Because this
institution is not better because of lack of cognition. It is too high for most of us.
But then, when the natural thing happens, that someone just falls from this position, which is very strenuous, very strenuous. And then we are very unkind to him. Oh, you have broken the fourth regulative principle, and he does not want to come back. He feels so ashamed and so misunderstood and so hurt. And this is the most private hurt you can do to a person. Spiritual life is the most private thing, or most deep, we can say. And when we don't value someone, who tried so hard, it is such a hurt. If someone says to me, Sachinanda Swami, your frizura is not very good today. I smile and say, no problem. But someone makes a comment on something which is, Sachinanda, you are such an egocentric person. Look at you. To gain attention, you hang yourself on the thing there. I would say, I wanted to do something, not out of egoism, I wanted something which nobody will forget, because you will forget the rest of the lecture except of this. It's a preaching strategy. But do you understand the example? Externally,
criticism is all right, no problem with the criticism. But when it goes to the intention, to the motives of someone, that's very much. So, in this way, we have to learn to be kind. We have spiritual life is very deep, very personal. He's trying to come closer to Krishna. Now he couldn't just hang up there for a while and on this highest standard and so on. And then you just boom, throw a bomb in his heart. It devastates him. And then he doesn't come. He thinks these people have no heart. That is, as a congregational preacher, the reason and the cure for keeping devotees. This will be our last question for this lecture. Is there please wait for the microphone.
You see, in our movement, often limited association between Prabhupada and Mataji in the name of friendship. If you
there's
would tell
a tendency
us
of a
unlimited associating between Prabhupada and Mataji, but only in the name of friendship. What can you tell us about?
I'm very sorry, I thought of something else. Yes. Someone, I don't grasp. I thought we separate the sexes.
You see?
Yes, but it's tendency to associate.
In the name of friendship. Oh, this is modern. This is modern. Prabhupada's formula is, yes, there can be association, but for devotional service, because then Krishna is in the center. In friendship, there might be other things happening. You will be interesting. I will just say this is now very personal, it is not extremely philosophy, but those of my god brothers who are a little sensitive, just sensitive osobas, they know that in any relationship, so many other things are there. Even the disciple-guru relationship, there are sometimes very material vibrations in this relationship and very material expectations. I know how I was. Prabhupada was for me the father figure. I left my father early in life when I was 11. At that time I stayed at home, but it was so painful for both of us that I left when I was 11. And then when I was 16, I found a new father, and he was everything for me, which a father in this world is. That is natural. We are human beings. It's nothing bad. Even in that relationship, some material expectations are coming. Like when Prabhupada told us I should continue school, I said, this is the same thing that my father had told me, and I will not do it. I'm not initiated by him at this moment. It's too much. I can't continue school. It is every cell in the body is screaming protest against this type of learning. I disobeyed Prabhupada because I saw him only as my father, and at that time would repeat something, you must learn something so that everything goes well in your life. Hare Krishna. Now you can see what nonsense I am. Now let me just in friendship, for sure there will to lean on, and then the things will come in a subtle way, and we will practice
we can practice something which is called subtle illicit sex life at that time. Now this was Sannyasi answer. It's not the only answer to this. There's only one perspective. I want to now step out of my own shoes and talk from another perspective. At the same time, when you go like this, whenever you see a woman or a man, you will be a neurotic human being. In the monasteries in Christianity, there is a sloka: Brüder, schlag die Augen nieder, um die Ecke kommt ein Mieder. This is what this means in English is, brothers, quick, look down on the floor, because around the corner a member of the opposite sex comes. You know what happens with such an orientation? You think of the other gender from morning till evening, and you have them in your mind. So I would say, from the other perspective, be normal, be kind, be natural amongst yourself, but be also honest to yourself and see when the sparks start flying. You know yourself, you feel yourself. No one feels it as soon as you feel it. You are the authority on knowing when you go too far and when you're not. It's up to you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I wish you now a wonderful seminar day and other day, swimming and so on. Please also do take some extra rest if necessary, because we did not have so much rest the other few days. And we have 3 more days only. It's almost over. Let us not become sentimental. Only after Sunday, then we will go out to stay our way. Let us use the 3 days. And why don't we do this one exercise? In your devotional practices, which you do here, become mindful of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.